Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have entered the second hour of truth-telling here at InfoWars at the studios in Austin, Texas. Mike Adams filling in here for Alex, who I hope is listening today. He hasn't texted me anything yet, so he must be happy with the show. Now, we got a couple more news items to cover here in this short segment. But first, I want to start off with this one. Check this out. NASA has released some new pictures of Mars. NASA rover snaps stunning view of red planet. You know what's fascinating? I don't know if you saw these pictures. They were all over the internet yesterday, and I took a look at them. Something's different about these pictures. Did you notice it? They have stopped doing the red shifting photoshopping of the Martian sky and the Martian landscape. Now, those of you who know what I'm talking about, you're probably laughing right now because you're like, yeah, that's exactly right. They stopped making it look red. The new pictures don't show a red sky. They show a landscape that looks a lot like Wyoming. I mean, seriously, if you look at the pictures of Mars from the 1970s and the 1980s and the 1990s, they were all essentially photoshopped or redshifted by NASA before they released them. They were all shown to be really, really red, like it's a really red sky and it's really red soil. Okay, here we go. Some pictures coming up right now for those watching on PrismPlanet.tv. The atmosphere in these pictures, it's kind of a purplish gray. The mountains in the distance look like, you know, the Smoky Mountains in the U.S. almost. This is a change. It's a powerful change. No one in the press is talking about this. And for those of you who have looked at the history of NASA, you know that NASA has been very, very reluctant to really tell the truth about, you know, signs of bacterial life on Mars and things like that. Evidence of water on Mars or water on the moon, all these kinds of things. So this now, with these pictures coming out, this is a shift. They've taken away the red sky and the red soil. Now they're showing it as a regular landscape that could be from any other planet. It could be from planet Earth. And what I think about this part is just conjecture, but I think that they are prepping the public to announce some kind of discovery of life on Mars. I mean, microbial life. I'm not talking about little green men running around. I'm talking about microbial life, proof of it, but they're trying to prep people for it, so they're releasing these photos of a normal-looking atmosphere on Mars. All right, I want to give a shout-out to WorldNet Daily and Jerome Corsi, and WND.com has put out another story about Obama's missing year at Columbia now being found. This is a great article. I'm not going to go into all the details here, but I just want to say WorldNet Daily and Joseph Farah have done some really amazing reporting on even the birth certificate. Was that WorldNet Daily or was that Newsmax? Anyway, I think that's WorldNet Daily on the birth certificate. And Jerome Corsi, of course, has done amazing research. But if you look at the Social Security number and the birth certificate issues, it's WND, I'm sure. Those are powerful pieces of investigative journalism. Just want to give a shout out to anybody out there who's investigating the truth and actually backing it up with evidence. You know, there's a lot of people on the internet that are just saying whatever, you know, all kinds of weird theories and weird conspiracies and weird attacks on people, but they don't back it up with anything. They don't have any evidence. They don't have any documents, nothing. What I try to do, and I know what Kurt Nimmo does here and Paul Watson and people like Corsi here and many others, we provide the evidence. We provide the documents. So people out there, if you read something on the internet, don't be just sucked in by somebody's words. Anybody can spout words, and there are a lot of really great liars out there, including, you know, in Washington, D.C., very, very effective liars. I mean, just look back at some past presidents and current president, and you have some really good liars. Look for the evidence. What is documented? What can be proven? And we're going to have a lot of evidence coming up right now after this coming break with John Rappaport about Merck and the drug manufacturers, vaccine companies, and some of the ways that they are trying to hoodwink us all and our governments at the same time. All that straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Monday, July 9th, 2012. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. Thank you for continuing with us here. We've got a very powerful segment coming up here right now. John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com joins us, but let me give a quick introduction of what we are talking about. We've got GlaxoSmithKline pleading guilty to criminal fraud and now paying a $3 billion fine, yeah, with a B, $3 billion fine to settle the criminal and civil charges. We've got two whistleblowers from Merck, two virologists who went public with a False Claims Act claiming that Merck had spiked the results of falsified test data to fabricate a vaccine efficacy rate of 95% in order to keep selling it to the United States government. We've got evidence coming out, a lawsuit also filed against Merck that says that they engage in a decade-long scheme to falsify and misrepresent the true efficacy of its vaccine, that it tried to conceal the evidence, that it threatened its virologists with going to jail if they spoke out and went to the FDA. The allegations here are just absolutely huge. And then we've got Pfizer being sued by retailers over its anti-competitive scheme. They say that the company has conspired to keep generic versions of cholesterol drugs off the market so that Pfizer can keep selling its nearly $10 billion a year worth of Lipitor without any competition. So all of this is going to be now discussed by none other than John Rappaport, one of my favorite guests. He knows his stuff. He joins us now by Skype video. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Great to be here. Yeah, let's get into the chemical warfare section of the show.
Let's get right into it, man. But let's start with the fact that, number one, you and I and Alex and others who have been talking about this, we are completely vindicated at this point because we've talked about the criminality of Big Pharma, and now here it is. It's a matter of public record now, $3 billion fine for criminal activities that the company has pleaded guilty to.
Yes, it is vindication. And for all those people who have been saying that, we're just a bunch of kooks and we don't know what we're talking about and we don't have the facts and we're just anti something or other, I don't even know what it is, they're wrong and we're right. And that's the way it is. They have been lying. Media have been supporting these drug companies on and on and on and on and on. They don't see the continuing conspiracy of criminal activity on the part of Big Pharma. They don't want to see it, but it's been there for a long time. I've been in touch with mainstream reporters for years, trying to convince them to cover this one aspect or another, and they just shut it out because they know that they won't be able to. They're not allowed to.
Well, they know where their salaries come from. Where media gets its money is largely from the pharmaceutical companies. But look at this, John. Even when the False Claims Act came out, that the two whistleblowers from Merck went to the government and said, the government is being defrauded of hundreds of millions of dollars with a false vaccine, a mumps vaccine that doesn't even work at the claimed rate. The government said, we don't want to investigate. They just said, forget it. Let the company keep doing business that way. I mean, the government doesn't even care. We are talking about a deep, deep collusion between government, media, and pharma. What are your thoughts, John?
Well, that's what it is, Mike. It's been going on for decades, decades and decades and decades. And they're so far in bed together that they can't get out or separate themselves from each other. Occasionally a scandal erupts, or three of them that we're looking at here, and so they pay a fine. But nobody goes to jail. Nobody's really punished. And let me indicate, as far as GlaxoSmithKline is concerned, you know, they have to pay $3 billion now for criminal actions related to three of their drugs, Paxil, Wellbutrin, and Avandia, hiding the dangers of Avandia and inducing doctors to prescribe Paxil and Wellbutrin for what's called off-label uses. In other words, uses where it could be even more dangerous than where it was before, say for children.
Yeah.
Well, during the period about which this fine covers, the $3 billion, those three drugs made GlaxoSmithKline $27.9 billion.
So $3 billion is just a slap on the wrist. Huh?
You know, and they had already set aside the money to pay the government.
Right.
They knew this could come down. And so they sat in their corporate boardroom and they said, okay, well, how much could this cost us? I mean, I don't know, $2 billion, $3 billion. All right, let's set it aside so we can pay because, you know, we're making $25, $27 billion off the three drugs. What do we care? This is the thinking. And the government goes along with this because the government knows that the $3 billion doesn't even begin to make a dent in Glaxo.
Well, it's like Alex uses this story of a guy robbing a bank and walks away right out of the bank with $1 million in cash, and the police show up. We caught you robbing the bank. Now pay us $10,000 and you can go free. So the robber takes out $10,000, hands it to the police, and walks away with $990,000. Man, that's a pretty good day, and that's what Big Pharma does every day.
That's right. That's what they do every day. The government goes along with it. And as you and I have discussed before, you know, the public starts to look at this and they say, wait a minute, is somebody going to be put on trial? Is somebody actually from these companies going to go to jail? Go to jail for 10 years, 15, 20 years? Because this is endangering the public. I mean, these are dangerous drugs and vaccines that we're talking about here. And when these companies lie about the safety of them and the government just looks the other way, somebody's guilty here of a serious crime, but yet no one is ever prosecuted for a criminal offense.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Justice does nothing.
Let me go over some of what GlaxoSmithKline pled guilty to here. Bribing doctors. Bribery, outright bribery of doctors, gave them luxury vacations and lucrative paid speaking gigs, even concert tickets to Madonna concerts, apparently, was part of the was in the documents. It turns out also this came out, the celebrity doctor, Dr. Drew, had received $275,000 from Glaxo to help promote their antidepressant drugs, apparently. That's being reported. I think that was in the Wall Street Journal. Glaxo fabricated drug safety data, lied to the FDA, defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars, deceived regulators about the effectiveness of its drugs. It relied on these deceptive practices to earn billions of dollars while selling potentially dangerous drugs to unsuspecting consumers and medical patients. This is just some of what Glaxo is guilty of. And the Wall Street Journal reports, oh yeah, that's about Dr. Drew. $275,000 was billed to Glaxo for, quote, services for Wellbutrin. Services. And then he went on to promote that drug in speaking engagements and, I believe, on his radio show. Yeah, exactly. But apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, he did not disclose that to his listening audience. So a lot of people getting caught up in this right now, taking money from a company that has now pleaded guilty to criminal behavior.
That's right. That's quite a list of charges that Glaxo has been found guilty of. And when we say fabricating drug safety, what that means is the company is saying, we've done studies on these drugs. They're safe, like Avandia, you know, which was an extremely dangerous drug. Oh, it's safe, no problem. And here are the studies that back it up. So what does that mean? That means that they were lying in the studies. They cooked the data. They fabricated results. They buried results that would be negative to the so-called safety of the drug.
Right.
They cheated in every possible way. And these studies were published in major medical journals so that doctors could read them and say, well, we know that these drugs are good and safe, and so we can prescribe
them. But none of those studies are going to be retracted, though, John, because the fraud has to be allowed to sort of be catapulted into the consciousness of the medical community, right? So, and as you mentioned, nobody's being arrested. Nobody is going to jail over this. Now, think about this, John. If you or I went out and sold a product to the government for millions or billions of dollars, and we bribed doctors, and we defrauded the government, and we lied, and we contrived the study results, and we did all that, you think they wouldn't arrest us? Of course they would. We'd be in prison like that. But these drug companies get away with felony crimes. And nobody's held accountable for it. Nobody.
Exactly. I have a statement here from Dr. Marcia Angell, who was the editor for 20 years of the New England Journal of Medicine, which is the most prestigious journal in the world. And when she left, she eventually wrote an article for the New York Review of Books that said, "It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published, or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authorities." I mean, you know, This is one of the premier people in the world of medical journals, and she's basically saying the system has collapsed.
It's broken. The whole thing's a fraud. If you're taking prescription drugs, if you're taking vaccines, You've been exploited. You've been fooled. All right, we're going to go to break, John, but we'll come back with a lot more on this, including statements from GlaxoSmithKline about how they're now going to be monitored by the government to be more compliant. Yeah, right. Stay with us on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with more.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We are exposing Big Pharma's criminality right here on the Alex Jones Show with John Rappaport, our guest, and my name is Mike Adams, the fill-in host today for Alex. John, I got to relate a story to you about how this goes on. Now, I'm looking at a BBC article, and it talks about GlaxoSmithKline has been found guilty of paying kickbacks to doctors, and the quote from U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says, the sales force of Glaxo bribed physicians to prescribe Glaxo products, those are their drugs, using every imaginable form of high-priced entertainment, from Hawaii vacations and paying doctors millions of dollars to go on speaking tours to tickets to Madonna concerts. Now, the last time I took a vacation to Hawaii, which must have been 8 years ago, I don't think I've even been on vacation in years, but the last time I was in Hawaii, I was staying in a hotel where there happened to be a continuing medical education course. They're called CMEs. You know about these, John. Many of our listeners may. But every doctor is required to have a certain number of hours of CME, continuing medical education, to keep their state medical license. So the CMEs are sponsored by drug companies. And in this case, I don't remember the drug company name, but the drug company would pay to fly the doctor and their entire family out to a luxury resort in Hawaii. I wasn't even staying at this resort. It was that high end. I was just walking through there and using their pool, actually. That's a funny story. But in any case, I saw this hall of all these doctors walking in, signing their names, and leaving. And I asked one, I said, what are you doing? What is this? They said, I'm a physician, and we're here for continuing medical education. And I said, well, I saw you just sign your name and you're leaving. What's the deal? What's going on? And he says, we don't really have to attend. We just have to sign that we did attend, and then we're pretty much free to go tour Hawaii all day with our families. That's continuing medical education, and it's paid for by the drug companies. It's just one of the forms of bribery that takes place in America. The whole thing is a fraud. John, have you seen anything like that go on firsthand like I did?
Well, what I've seen, I've been told about this by doctors and also ex-salespeople for drug companies. They're called detailed men or detailed people, and they go into doctor's offices. I'm from such and such drug company, and here's a bunch of free samples of our drugs, and I want to talk to the doctor, and they set up an appointment. And now the drug rep sits down with the doctor and says, look, here's this new drug that we've got, X3. Now, we know that the FDA has only approved it for use in adults. It's not approved for use in children. But, of course, you as a doctor legally can prescribe this drug for anybody you want to. And I just want to tell you, you know, off the record, doc, that this drug has been having amazing results with children. So you should feel free to be able to, you know, prescribe this for children. And by the way, and now, you know, the inducements, here's a few tickets to a concert. You know, we're having a conference in the Bahamas next year, and I'm sure that we could do something for you, either as an attendee or maybe even a speaker. And this goes on every day in doctors' offices.
Oh, yeah.
So it isn't just the payoffs, but what the payoffs are for.
Oh, yeah.
To endanger the lives of children by conning doctors who are supposed to be resistant and intelligent and took the Hippocratic Oath.
It's all about getting doctors to prescribe more of the drugs, obviously, and the drug companies actually buy the data of how many of this prescription that doctor prescribed. They have all the spreadsheet, and they know which money to pay out to which doctor. And you know who is also a culprit in this, John, from nomorefakenews.com, by the way, if people want to check out your website, who's also a culprit in this is the doctors themselves. They have said for years, we're not being bribed. No, that's consulting money. That was continuing medical education, even though they didn't even attend the classes. They said, that was a speaking fee. Yeah, a $2 million speaking fee. Come on, it's a bribe. They don't care if you speak to anybody. They're just giving you money so you keep prescribing the drug. You doctors out there, you are liars. You are con artists. You are fraudsters for taking this money. And I hope you go to jail for being part of this. I hope they track down everybody who took money from Glaxo and throws them in jail and prosecutes them for accepting bribes.
Well, that's exactly it, because that is another crime, accepting a bribe. So these guys should go to jail.
They should.
And this tells you something about their medical training. You know, we're led to believe that this is the most pristine form of possible education in the world. Somewhere along the line, these people are learning to be criminals. You know, the people that are in the doctor's office.
Criminals in training, yeah.
Criminals in training is what they're learning, because they understand the game. You've got to be prescribing the drugs. You've got to be playing the system, within the system. Otherwise, you're out. And, you know, of course, Mike, on the other side of this, look at all what we've exposed here in just the last, half hour or so with these three giant drug companies.
Oh, there's more coming up. We're going to break here, John. Sorry to interrupt you. There's more coming up on Merck and what the whistleblowers say was falsified vaccine data.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Alex is off today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex, and I'm joined now, continuing with John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. We are discussing the amazing revelations of total runaway criminality in the pharmaceutical industry, with GlaxoSmithKline now pleading guilty to $3 billion, pleading guilty to felony crimes resulting in $3 billion worth of fines. And now we're going to talk about Merck, but first, you know, I got to say, I love the sense of humor here at InfoWars. There's a sign in the studio, I just got to share with you, a sign that says, at least twice weekly, we must do whistleblower interviews for 1 hour. Not complying will result in tasing. Does that apply to me too, guys? This is a technical question. All right, the taser will be brought out later, apparently. Okay, continuing on, you know, if anybody should be tased right now, it's the drug reps and it's the doctors who took bribes from GlaxoSmithKline. How come these people aren't being arrested? Why are they allowed to break the law, to accept bribes, to put our children on drugs, to falsify data, to lie to the FDA? And the government says, we don't even care. We want you to just keep doing it. Why is this allowed to go on? Why the runaway total pharmaceutical corporate fascist government criminality in America today, John? What is happening? How do we stop this?
Well, certainly we stop it by exposing it, because we still have the freedom to not take these drugs.
Obamacare is mandated on everyone,
yeah,
by the way.
Well, that's another question we can get into. I mean, because these companies are going to do quite well under Obamacare. But, you know, as long as we fight for the freedom to either take a drug or not take a drug, that's the bottom line. Because, and the drug companies understand this, believe me. That's why they're going after the natural health industry so heavily. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if, the government has found a company called Ubla-D that is selling vitamin C to the public, but it's actually vitamin E. Wow. And it's contaminated. And they're lying about it to health food stores, saying this, that, and the other thing, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
They would have everybody in that nutritional company in jail for 20 years.
Absolutely.
But when Glaxo does it, you pay a $3 billion fine from your war chest of $27 billion. And just go on with business as usual.
No, it's even worse than that, John. When the FTC goes after natural supplement companies, they conduct the raids, they haul the people into court, and they confiscate the customer list, they confiscate the computers, they confiscate the inventory, but they make these companies refund everyone who ever bought that nutritional product in the history of the company. So why doesn't the Department of Justice go to GlaxoSmithKline and say, oh, you got to refund everybody who ever bought your drugs that you deceived us on? Why don't they do that?
Yeah, why don't they? Well, you know, we get into the deeper part of this, Mike, because drugs debilitate people. The overall effect of pharmaceutical drugs is to tranquilize, sedate, dumb down, debilitate, and kill at least 100,000 Americans a year. By statistics, we got the report. Starfield report. What does this do for the powers that be? It completely weakens the people of the United States of America and allows whatever agenda of power and control to be imposed on these people, because
That's
they
right.
can't fight back. I mean, this is, to me, the bottom line. We're not just talking about advertising money. We're not just talking about profits. We're not just talking about, who colludes with who here. But why, as you said, why do these people continue to go free? Why does one attorney general after another pay no attention to this? Because this is a bigger agenda than the U.S. government or even the pharmaceutical companies. This is an agenda of destroying and rotting out the country from the inside, one individual at a time. It's chemical warfare. These are the drugs. And when the country is submitted to that kind of chemical warfare, they can't fight back.
Well, I think you're nailing it. You've really hit the point here that there is an intention to zombify the nation, to dumb down the cognitive function, to disconnect the neurology of the bodies of the people who are going to be the voters and the consumers and the taxpayers. I mean, you're right. This is why is this criminality allowed to go on? Because it fits the agenda of keeping the entire sheeple population herded into a dumbed down mentality while the global controllers take over the money, take over the economy, take over the food supply, take over the genetic capital of the planet through seed patents and animal patents and all these other things. You nailed it. You're exactly right. It's allowed because it fits the agenda. That's it.
And here's another thing which I've discovered, 30 years of being a reporter. Connections to various mainstream reporters, politicians, I mean, connections meaning I find out things about them. So many of these people are on these drugs themselves, right?
Yeah.
They're on the tranquilizers. They're on the antidepressants.
Congress,
they're on all of these things. So now for them to turn around and even begin to question what the agenda really is that we're discussing here is impossible, because these people are brainwashed into believing that they can't even function without the drugs in their system.
Oh,
so
no,
they're slaves. They're captives to Big Pharma themselves.
No, if we lived in a rational society, we should say that no one can be elected to a position of Congress or even the executive branch. They cannot serve in the public interest if they're on psychiatric drugs, for one thing, because those things mess with your head. They are, by definition, mind-altering drugs, psychotropics, antidepressants, everything prescribed by psychiatry. And yet, how many members of Congress are probably on those drugs and statin drugs that sap your energy and that cause early dementia and Alzheimer's? I mean, we are being led by a bunch of drug-harmed legislative and judicial and executive leaders in our country who are not in their right presence of mind, literally.
Absolutely. You know, every time they get up to cast a vote or give a talk on the floor, they should say, my name is John Smith. I'm the, you know, representative from Ohio. And full disclosure, here are the drugs I'm on.
Yeah.
Paxil, yeah. And then they put me on Prozac, and they took me on Paxil, and then they said I wasn't really suffering from clinical depression, it was actually bipolar, so now I'm on, Depakote, which, could, of course, kill me tomorrow, but I'm serious. So, you know, by the time they get done, everybody in the country is going to know we're being run by a bunch of completely deranged lunatics.
Well, here's a direct example. This was raised about Supreme Court Justice Roberts, and he being on, was it an anti-seizure medication, I believe?
That's right, yeah.
And there were questions raised. I think it's legitimate to raise the question, did that affect his judgment? Did he flip-flop because of that? But not just him, and not just that issue, but all the Supreme Court justices. I remember one of them was on chemotherapy at one point.
Which is like saying, we're attacking this justice with chemical warfare.
Yes.
That we used in World War I.
So, yes.
You know, don't expect him to say anything that makes any sense.
You know, I mean, even in the military, isn't there a procedure by which if a commander has lost his presence of mind and is no longer, quote, fit for command, that his subordinates can say, we're relieving you of duty, you're not fit for command. That should be invoked across, you know, all of Washington, D.C. for all the people that are on these drugs that are altering their judgment, altering their memories and their behavior. I mean, we are a nation of druggies.
Absolutely. And Washington, D.C. is the medical drug capital of the world, especially the psychiatric drugs.
Yes.
On and on and on. So they've been infiltrated. You know, if we look at this for what it really is, Mike, it's like chemical warfare. Okay, Washington, D.C. has been infiltrated. All of these people that work in Congress and various federal agencies and so on have been infiltrated by destructive chemicals that are in their systems every single day, every hour of every day. This is warfare. This is a tactic of warfare. And when you finally see it for what it is, then you begin to make sense out of what's happening to this country, because as we started this with, in any sane country, all of these drug executives and more would be in jail for 20, 30, 50 years.
Absolutely.
By now.
Hey, in China, but they would be sentenced to death.
Yeah, exactly.
They would take them out and shoot them in China. That's what they did to the manufacturer that put the melamine in the infant formula. They just executed them. I'm not saying I'm in favor of the death penalty because it's so corrupt, but I'm just saying that China doesn't mess around on those issues. You know, China's obviously very corrupt in its own way, but to your point, you're correct. Why is nothing happening to these people? Check out this statement. This was in the BBC. GlaxoSmithKline said in a statement that it would pay the fines, the $3 billion fines, through, quote, existing cash resources. They have $3 billion just lying around.
Yeah, in the closet. Open the door over there and get out the $3 billion.
Yeah, and it's just a fraction. Oh, and here's the other thing. From this is Mr. Witte, but I'm not making this up. Andrew Witte, the chief executive of Glaxo, said, quote, we have learned from the mistakes that were made. Yeah, you got caught. And, quote, when necessary, we have removed employees who have engaged in misconduct.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. You defraud the government of hundreds of billions of dollars and somebody just loses a job over it? That's it?
Right.
But the company can keep doing business?
We've learned that when we get caught, we have to pay a fine. So we're going to be more devious now than we were before.
Yes.
I think that's what the statement means. That's what he's saying, basically.
That's what he's saying. But we got to move on to Merck. This is an even bigger, more outrageous issue in many ways. And I know you've already looked into this as well. Check this out. Merck virologist Stephen Crowling and Joan Wolchowski, trying to get that name right, They claimed in a 2010 False Claims Act document, which we posted. I did a big write-up of this on naturalnews.com. That's on screen right now. And today's article's on Infowars.com as well. According to these virologists, Merck, quote, falsified test data to fabricate a vaccine efficacy rate of 95%. Turns out to be completely false, according to them. They spiked the blood test with animal antibodies in order to artificially inflate the appearance of immune system antibodies. The Merck pressured the two virologists to, quote, participate in the fraud and the subsequent cover-up, that they used the falsified trial results to swindle the U.S. government out of hundreds of millions of dollars for a vaccine that does not provide adequate immunization, that they intimidated the scientists, threatened them with having to go to jail unless they stayed silent, and in doing all of this, Merck actually contributed to the spread of the outbreaks of mumps, which is, of course, the very thing that the CDC cites to push everybody to go get more vaccines. So you talk about a grand fraud, total runaway criminal scam. This is what's being described by these former employees. It is incredible. And everybody who went out there and got injected with the mumps vaccine, if this is all true, you got suckered. You got suckered big time. And once again, we were right, John. We were right. Don't get vaccinated. Right. It's a scam.
Completely. And not only were you cheated if you got the vaccine, but you can't sue the government.
Oh, no. They all have complete immunity.
Yeah, the drug companies, government immunity, right?
Yep.
All they can do is just sit there and say, well, we got cheated. Now, people have to understand that when they say that they used animal antibodies, just to give you a gross version of this, it would be like you make a solution in a laboratory in a dish and you say, okay, now we're trying to prove that the vaccine is really effective here, and so we want to see some real action in this liquid. But we don't see any. So obviously, we failed. It's no good. So bring that bowl, big bowl over there of animal blood.
Yeah.
And just pour it in here and let's see if we can get some foam going. Oh, yeah, that's great. Okay, now we can prove that the vaccine is effective. You know, that's basically what they did.
It is outright fabricated fraud. It's almost as if you faked your birth certificate and tried to pass it off as real.
Nobody would ever do that.
Nobody would do that in America. No.
You know.
But check this out. According to these virologists, Merck's mumps viral strain is 45 years old. Here's the explanation from the complaint. For more than 30 years, Merck has had an exclusive license from the FDA to manufacture and sell the mumps vaccine in the U.S. The FDA first approved it in 1967. It was developed by Dr. Maurice Hilleman. You remember Hilleman? InfoWars has played the recordings of him and his crew laughing about all the cancer stealth viruses in the vaccines. At Merck's West Point Research Facility, from the mumps virus that infected his 5-year-old daughter, Gerald Lynn, Merck continues to use this, quote, Gerald Lynn strain of the virus for its vaccine today. That means this mumps viral strain is 45 years old and it's been weakened through multiple generations of what's called passaging to have it prepped for processing into a vaccine. This is a total fraud. If this turns out to be absolutely true, it is a complete scientific fraud at every level. It's unbelievable.
They say all the time, oh, the viruses are mutating, they're mutating, they're changing. We have to completely revamp and vaccines every year in order to keep up with this. But, hold on, in the case of the mumps vaccine, we're quite sure that it's been the same virus without mutations for 45 years, and so we can use my daughter's virus and make the same vaccine over and over again. It's a lot less expensive. Who cares if it doesn't work or if it kills you? That's just the breaks. You can't sue us, so just shut up and take your vaccine.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you got to get down to this. Think about all the doctors and all the so-called skeptics and science people who said, no, these vaccines are all perfectly safe and perfectly effective. It's the best science in the world. It's the gold standard of scientists. We wouldn't lie. We have PhDs. Oh, my God. You know, now they're all fools. They look like complete fools. I mean, the whole thing was fabricated, according to these two virologists. What? I mean,
and they've even gone so far as to say that people like you and me are terrorists. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we must be
infoterrorists. We're trying to get people not to take vaccines. And, of course, in doing that, we'll be destroying the entire country. So
yes.
They have the science. I mean, it's rock solid. Oh, wait a minute. oh, the whole month's vaccine is a total fraud from the top down? Wait a minute. I think I have to take a vacation.
A medical farce is what I say. Yeah. So all of you people out there listening today on this Monday, if you have been vaccinated with MMR or a mumps vaccine made by Merck in the last, 45 years, you need to take a second look at who swindled you into that deal and what may have actually happened to you. Instead of being immune from the mumps, remember we talked about this. The Institute of Medicine put out a report that said one of the biggest side effects of the mumps vaccine is the mumps.
Correct.
Otherwise,
it's perfectly effective. I mean, aside from getting the mumps vaccine is a miracle. And
you could have just taken, ridiculous
when you start to pick this whole thing apart.
Oh man!
Right?
Oh man!
It's just, and then on top of this, you know what happened to Merck was, even when they took the big bowl of animal blood, so to speak, and poured it into the dish, the results were still not very good for them.
Right. They had to fake the results a second time.
No, we can't even. That fraud didn't work. So let's just conceal all of the findings that we've got up till now.
All right. We got to take a break.
We'll just lie about it.
We'll be right back, John.
Let's falsify the test.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with more.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265, 1-888-545-6265, and say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
All right, we're continuing here. Wow, this has become comedy hour, and the comedy is in the fraud of the vaccine and all the people who fell for it, all the doctors, all the pharmacists, all the CDC officials. Hey, John, I got a Jeopardy quiz question for you. Where is the former president, the former head of the CDC who was running the CDC during all of this alleged fraud that went on with the fake vaccine? Where is she now? Let our audience know.
Couldn't be with a drug company, could it?
Of course not. That would be too funny.
That would never happen.
That would never happen to Dr. Julie Gerberding, who is now running one of the top vaccine companies' international divisions. But this is the thing. I guess if the lie is told by enough authorities and enough doctors, with people with medical degrees, as my friend Robert Scott Bell likes to say, I guess the lie becomes reality. And then if the lab tests don't match the lie, they just spike it with some animal blood. They just throw in, they change the numbers, roll the dice, do whatever they want, invent something, send it over to the FDA, and sell it to 200 million American children. Or all over the world, and probably not 200 million children, but 200 million Americans overall got these vaccines. So that's a big number. That's a lot of people who got hoodwinked.
Absolutely. That's what they do. They establish, okay, this is reality. Everybody's on board. Everybody knows we can't, you know, rock the boat here because we've gone too far. So now if anything comes up that really contradicts what we've been saying here and claiming, we've got to lie about it. Everybody understand that? Everybody understands? Yes. Okay, let's move forward now. And that's what they do. And what they're taught and what they learn is how to sound like they know what they're talking about. Yeah. I mean, this is media. This is doctors. This is all of these people. Their main skill as far as dealing with people is I sound like I know what I'm talking about. I mean, I see people on television all the time talking about medical stuff. I mean, analysts and commentators like Bill Maher and so forth, as if they have the slightest idea what they're talking about. They have no clue. I mean, where are they getting their information from? You don't find them in medical libraries reading through studies and calling up researchers on the phone. They're just taking their clue from all of the other lying idiots and criminals who have access to and control the media, basically. And yeah. So we're pointing out here the lies and how deep they go. And they go all the way to the bottom. This rabbit hole has no bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, can you stay with us a little bit into the next hour? Because there's still so much more to cover here. This is huge breaking news.
Absolutely.
This is, okay, now think about the application. Once we understand the depth of the fraud, and by the way, the mainstream media is practically refusing to cover this. You're only going to get this on places like InfoWars, Natural News, Drudge Report, places like that. But if this has been faked for the last at least 10 years, then now you got to look at all the mandatory vaccination policies that have been put into place, like in Texas, where before you go to a university, you have to be injected with the fake mumps vaccine. You know, in California, the mandatory vaccines. Don't these state governments now have to take a new look and say, wait a minute, how can we mandate something that's total fraud?
I bet they won't. I bet they'll just, that was an interesting article. Okay, so let's get out the vaccines and, you know, keep on. That's what they do, you know. And then if you argue with them, they'll say, you know, you could be a terrorist.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, it's the end of sanity in America. It's the end of truth. It's the end of justice. The country's being run by total zombie, runaway, criminal-minded, insane, psychotic, sociopathic bureaucrats and doctors and drug company executives. It's crazy. We'll be right back with John Rappaport and much more straight ahead, continuing here on the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require require electricity, purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.